you're listening to
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Today is an awesome, blessed day. Today, I turned 35, so I chose to spend that time with all of you listeners out there from everywhere in the world, to say thank you, love you, and let's get cracking on some good birthday juju, all right? Well, turning 35 is very, very pivotal because, you know, of course, you're eventually going to hit the big 40, but your focus gets a little different. It tends to change. Things tend to turn, and your intention changes. So I definitely made some big changes this year. But let me first give you a birthday recap. 21, at 21 for me, I really wasn't I didn't drink. I wasn't a wild child. So my birthday, what I did, I went to see Austin Powers Goldmember with my boyfriend and first spent time with my family and then went to IHOP. That was the highlight of my birthday. It wasn't big, but it was wonderful to me. Got a big mess of roses, and so I felt very, very good at 21. And so, but I didn't drink anything, actually, so it was very different. Now, another pivotal birthday was 25. 25, you know, it was very different. I had gotten through a car accident, lost my grandmother, and so I decided to do something bold. I went across the country, went to Seattle, Washington, spent time with my great aunt, and partied with Ludacris, Ray J, and DJ Clue, and my cousins, and it was absolutely wonderful. Now, that was a pivotal birthday. Now, there was a little change at 30, though. When I turned 30, it was a lot more calm. I had I was spending time with my current boyfriend, and I won tickets to see one of my favorite artists, Sade. I love Sade. She's amazing. I've wanted to be her when I was a little girl, but I won tickets the first go-round, and I called one time, and I just knew I was going to win, and I won those tickets to see it here in Memphis at the FedEx Forum, and it was absolutely amazing. I went with a good friend of mine. Shout out to you, Tasha. I hope you're doing good out there. And we had a ball. Then I went to a wonderful place downtown on Bill Street named Alfred's. And I got to listen to the Memphis Jazz Orchestra and sing and get to listen to people sing jazz and dance, swing. And I had a beautiful Tiffany birthday cake along with a Tiffany bracelet from my honey and a few other gifts and some people there from the college that I was attending at that time. So as you can see, it turned very different, but now 35, there's something different. The intention is different. It's not all about me. It's not figuring out what I want to do, how much I can get better, how bigger I can go, or anything like that. It was all about evolving. Today, I was in church in Memphis, Tennessee, St. Luke's United Methodist Church, and our new pastor, Jim McKinney, because at Methodist churches, we change pastors ever so often, and that's so however many years, but you get a chance to get a taste of what each pastor has to offer with their gifts. And when I say the message was for me, the message was for me. And now, because of that, I knew that I was on the right track. It just solidified everything. And so that's why I am here talking to you. and saying what I'm thankful for and asking you to ask the same question. What are you thankful for? I first began by naming 10 things, then I added another 10 things, and then I added another 10 things, and then I got up to the point where it was 35 things, and once I got to 35, I still had more to be thankful for, but I was a little confused at first before I went to the sermon this morning, and I said, am I on the right track? Am I doing things right? And I was, you know, feeling like there was a void, and am I doing enough? And, you know, I kind of sometimes moping, you're just getting in your feelings about things. And so once I heard that sermon from my pastor, I knew that I needed to kick the baby tears, because there was no more of that. Now it's time to fully live in extension of God's word. Now, I don't know what you may be out there. You may be Christian, you may be Muslim, you may be Buddhist, whatever you may be. But we all have something in connection, and that is a divine purpose. And I am happy to now fully recognize that in action. So, I need you all to help me find 35 ways to do something good for someone. And if you get to know me or know a little bit more about me, I'm a volunteering fool. I volunteer all the time. I absolutely love it. And I did it with the American Cancer Society, with the National Civil Rights Museum. I could go on and on and on. But this one, I think it needs to be a little bit more intimate, because it's more of not just doing things to just self to feel good, because it all makes you feel good. It's just like a transaction. It all feels very good. But what this is for your legacy, my legacy. So whatever age you are, I would suggest highlighting that number and doing something intentionally good for someone else, whatever that number may be. You may be 10, 15, 25, 21, 98, whatever the case may be, do something good for someone else. And I can guarantee you that will fill a void that is beyond measure. When you make it more personal and connect to whatever is leading you, and it better be good, whatever's leading you, what the universe is telling to lead you, what God is telling you to be led to do, then you will definitely make a change. But I want you to take the time and call in and give me some ideas if you have any. Our guest call-in number is 516-387-1872. Again, that's 516-387-1872. Whatever your suggestions are, I will be happy to hear them and then tell you if they actually get executed. You can also email me at info@CleopatraMemphis.com. That's info@CleopatraMemphis.com. And I will also look over those. Now, let me also give a shout out to all of my wonderful people from my St. Luke's United Methodist Church family, to Pastor Jim McKinney, our new pastor there, for giving their birthday love, my director of music, Samson Toe. I got a lot of love, and I appreciate them. That is my hometown. We got we got so many people that are involved with what I'm doing and that are just wonderful and show love regardless. They don't have to know everything about you, but they just want to say, hey, I like what you're doing. You're doing okay. I support you. And I absolutely love it. So I want to give a shout out to Dr. Sutherland of the Sutherland Cardiology Clinic. One of the best ballerinas I know, Miss Camilla Curran with the Tennessee Ballet Theater here in Memphis, Tennessee. And from local 24, ABC News, Rodney Dunnigan, one of the most awesome newscasters there are on that channel, and one of the best rappers out there from Memphis, Tennessee, our finest, Mr. Al Capone, and we got a lot of people here. We have the new music base complex from Mill House, Highland Row, and I want to give a shout out to Misty and Ralph, who are over that. They are amazing in helping support us. Treso, Yen Studios, women-owned entrepreneurs. I love them. Love you all. Y'all are a wonderful. Thank you for working with me. Bush Firehouse Productions, one of my awesome clients. He is great. I want to give a shout out to one of the best, some of the best in Cali. Also, Mr. Dave Finoy, voiceover genius, of course, and one of our cinema makeup school teachers, Mr. Carlton Coleman. He is amazing. So it's been so many people that have been supportive of this idea and supportive of me. I could go on and on and on. Of course, my a lot of my relatives, my godmother, Sonia Whitlow, and, of course, everyone that has my back. That's called intent with purpose. You have to know what you're here for and be thankful for it. So we're going to start our next show by just capitalizing on the ideas that we've gotten in via email, via phone calls, and we're going to say thank you for the contribution. And we hope that you do the same. So, again, thank you for allowing me into your world here on a wonderful day, my birthday, and getting to share the love with all of you. I really appreciate you. God bless you. And have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the evening. And remember, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis on Call Me Cleo.